This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Residents in Gaza said Sunday hospitals are struggling to cope. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony with more.
Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry said more than 15,520 have been killed in nearly 2 months of warfare. Israel's military response was sparked by a Hamas cross-border raid on southern Israel on October 7th, in which 1,200 Israelis were killed and more than 200 taken hostage. Israel says it's acting to annihilate Hamas, saying it poses a mortal threat to the Jewish state's very existence. The initial Hamas attack and the ensuing war amount to the bloodiest episode in the decades-old wider Israel-Palestinian conflict.
U.S. funding for Ukraine may soon come to an end as a divided Congress has so far failed to approve a long-term budget for the United States government, let alone new money for aiding allies mired in conflicts abroad.
Sunday in Kherson, Ukraine, officials report one fatality and seven injuries after Russian shelling in the region. Just days earlier in the Donetsk region, at least 10 injuries and one fatality in a six-missile attack were reported. Ukraine's interior minister said Russian forces fired into the territory. Congress has yet to appropriate a long-term measure to fund the federal government, instead passing a short-term measure called a continuing resolution lasting just into the new year. Top military brass say that jeopardizes national security. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
The U.S. military says three commercial ships in the Red Sea were struck by ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen, and a U.S. warship shot down three drones in self-defense during the hours-long assault. The Iranian-backed Houthi rebels claim responsibility. This is VOA News. The United States condemns what it calls a terrorist attack in southern Philippines.
The United States denounced the quote-unquote horrific terrorist attack during a Catholic mass at a university in southern Philippines that killed at least four people and injured dozens, the State Department said on Sunday. The United States is in close contact with its Philippine partners and stands with Filipinos in rejecting the act of violence, it said in a statement. Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and security officials said on Sunday the crime was perpetrated by foreign terrorists, but hours after, the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the bombing at the gymnasium located in the southern city of Marari. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Venezuelans cast ballots Sunday in a referendum backed by President Nicolas Maduro's government over potentially oil-rich territory that is subject of a long-running border dispute with Guyana. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
The referendum deals with a border dispute with Guyana and includes a question about rejecting the right of the International Court of Justice to determine which country the territory around the Essequibo River belongs. Maduro encouraged voters to approve the referendum as he cast his ballot Sunday. In April, the court said it had jurisdiction, though a final ruling could be years away. Venezuela has said the issue should be resolved by the two countries, while Guyana requested a court to halt the referendum. On Friday, the court ruled without expressly forbidding the vote.
That is Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino reporting. The bodies of 11 climbers were recovered Monday after a furious eruption of the Mount Merapi volcano as Indonesian rescuers searched for at least 22 others reportedly missing. It spewed thick columns of ash into the sky in a sudden eruption on Sunday. Villages and towns were blanketed by volcanic debris. Eight climbers rescued Sunday were rushed to hospitals with burn wounds, and one also had a broken limb. Rescuers on Monday morning found 11 bodies of climbers as they searched for those who still missing and rescued three others. Rescuers are still searching for 22. A former American diplomat who served as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia has been arrested in a long-running FBI counterintelligence investigation, accused of secretly serving as an agent of Cuba's government. The Associated Press has learned 73-year-old Manuel Roca was arrested in Miami on Friday on a criminal complaint, and more details about the case are expected to be made public at a court appearance on Monday, according to two people who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.